Hello, my name is Toshikazu Arai. I'm visiting Hawaii to introduce a new book about Jodo Shinshu Buddhism, also called Shin Buddhism. The book is entitled Hearing the Buddha's Call, The Life, Works, and Words of Shinran. It was originally authored by a widely respected Shin Buddhist scholar priest, Reverend Jitsuen Kakehashi, and with his permission, I translated it into English. The book was recently published by Buddhist Study Center on 1436 University Avenue, Honolulu. The book comes with a preface by Reverend Kakehashi and a foreword by Dr. Alfred Bloom, Professor Emeritus of the University of Hawaii. For those who don't know much about Jodo Shinshu Buddhism, I would like to say a few words. It is the most influential Buddhist school in Japan. It belongs to the great Buddhist tradition called Pure Land Buddhism that originated in India, was developed in China, and blossomed in Japan. Briefly speaking, it is a form of Buddhism that enables ordinary lay people to attain a status equal to Buddhas in this life and become Buddhas after the life in this world comes to an end. I would like to speak a little about the central figure of this book, Shinran. He lived in medieval Japan from 1173 to 1263. Buddhism had been introduced to Japan much earlier, but it was only interested in offering prayers and conducting complicated rituals for the prosperity of the imperial and aristocratic families. Common people were barred from the opportunity to hear the teaching. Shinran and his teacher Honen widely opened the door to the treasure house of Buddhism for common people who were the original targets of Amida Buddha's salvation. Amida Buddha is the ultimate essence of the supreme wisdom that revealed itself through the enlightenment of the historical Shakyamuni Buddha. It was Shinran's teacher Honen, who lived from 1133 to 1212, who made Buddhism accessible to people in every walk of life. Honen denied the efficacy of the traditional form of Buddhist training, consisting of studying scriptures, keeping celibacy, and undergoing various practices for the sake of attaining enlightenment in this life. Honen's message was simple and clear. Just say the Nembutsu and be saved by Amida Buddha. The Nembutsu means to verbally pronounce or call the name of Amida Buddha, that is Namo Amida Butsu. Honen's teaching is based on the Buddha's vow or the Buddha's promise mentioned in the most important scripture, the Larger Sutra on the Buddha of Immeasurable Life. In that sutra, the Buddha declares that regardless of whether the person is good or evil, rich or poor, a man or a woman, learned or unlearned, anyone who believes in the Buddha's wisdom and compassion and calls the Buddha's name even 10 times will be received in the Buddha's pure land. The teaching of Shinran is best characterized by the expression salvation of evil ones. The term evil ones does not simply mean those who always commit crimes or unethical conducts. Evil refers more to what goes on in the depth of our minds than what we actually say or do. Evil in Buddhism means egocentricity, pride, calculation, envy, anger, and all other blind passions that erupt from within us. Of course, it is important to do good things, such as helping others, treating others kindly, and so on, but our good deeds are often smeared with calculation and pride. It is extremely difficult to do purely good things. Amida Buddha has vowed to save those who are immersed in daily matters and who are liable to be driven by blind passions. The only condition for salvation is to entrust ourselves to Amida's compassion and say the Nembutsu. As I said earlier, the Nembutsu means to call the Buddha's name, Namo Amida Butsu. Shinran explains that while we do the calling of the Buddha's name, we are actually hearing the Buddha's call to us. We call the name of Amida in response to the Buddha's call, which says, "Come as you are." After Honen's death, Shinran devoted his life to the propagation of Honen's teaching. Shinran's compassionate personality and profuse writings attracted so many people even after his death that his teaching evolved into an independent Buddhist school called Jodo Shinshu, also called Shin Buddhism in English. Reverend Kakehashi says that Shinran did not secularize Buddhism, but brought our daily life closer to the ideal of the Buddha's teaching. In this book, Reverend Kakehashi presents many eye-opening details about Shinran's life and works, and explains some important ideas and concepts of Jodo Shinshu Buddhism based on Shinran's writings. If you are a Buddhist, this will be an excellent resource book, and even if you are not, the book will help you think about and understand the deep meaning of life and death. I think people can grow with this book. The more you read it, the deeper you understand the messages of the Buddha. Thank you very much for your listening.